So Jade, just, you know, kind of describe where we are right now. It looks similar to me, like a giant sandbox or a litter box even, or maybe just a, you know, a garden, the way you would have a wood frame around your garden area. But we're standing in beans.
We're standing in 3,000 plus pounds of beans, and your listeners will be able to do the same if they come to the gallery. This is actually a site-specific installation. It's the largest ever bean garden by Allison Knowles. And so Allison sent us the instruction, and she's overseen the process, and we've created this sort of beautiful juniper box, which is an instrument. So there's a sort of platform underneath more than 8 inches of beans, and the size of this thing is about 8 feet by 12 feet. So she's made bean gardens since the 1970s, now and then, and they've only ever been about a third of this size. So we can actually get 4 or 5 people in this bean garden interacting, but it amplifies your steps, and as you walk through, it is a bit like a sandbox or like a cat box, oddly. But that said, I think that for her, she sees the bean garden as kind of a Zen garden. It's a bit like, you know, the influence, and probably similarly, that John Cage always described Ryuanji in Japan, the rock garden. And I think Allison probably too has memories of those sorts of things. So for her, it was about creating this meditative space, having it be participatory, allowing both kids to have fun, to make it this kind of playful environment. Adults become kids as you walk through, and you have this kind of wonderful sound and actually feeling on your feet as you do this. It's also important to her, actually, which is something we hadn't discussed prior, but that these things at the end of the exhibition, that they actually get consumed. So our hope is that perhaps with Harry Chapin or one of the local food banks, we'd like to sort of donate this 3,000 pounds of beans at the end for public consumption, for people to eat. So, and that's very much a part of the way that Allison works and her interest in this. It becomes a participatory event. It becomes this thing that everyone can kind of interact with. But in the end, it nourishes people, that we all have both the experience and the opportunity. So there was discussion at points, too, about the distribution of the beans. We may do a thing where some bags of beans are given away at the end. Also, the idea of, you know, cooking a bean soup or something, you know, as the closing event.
Yeah, and just to, you know, you can hear it through my microphone now, but, you know, the idea being that once completed, this is going to have, like, microphones in it, and so you'll actually hear the sound amplified.
Yes, exactly. So, and it's not heavily amped. I mean, there are actually microphones in it at present, but she really likes it so that it's just a kind of a broader awareness, that you hear it in the space a little bit, but she wants the person who's participating in it to both hear it sort of live and a kind of amplification of it too. There are contact microphones that are sort of hidden throughout underneath the structure and underneath the very dense layer of beans that we're walking through. So I think people really, you know, get a kick out of it. It's really both a fun piece to sort of interact with, but also it's remarkably calming. I actually, you know, again, it's almost a therapeutic thing in terms of your feet. We've been having late nights with the installation, and I was here until about 2:30 this morning, and I was so tempted just to spend the night on the beans.